I think we were under the illusion that getting good control might solve all our, of the problems of the person with diabetes. Of course, it doesn't, sadly. It does. It creates problems in some respects. They have to be show almost metabolic introspection, as it's been called by some. But people do that pretty well, and they can, with discussion, come to accept the fact that they're doing themselves a lot more good than harm. The other thing that really surprised us, and it shows how there's a law of unintended consequences in all of these things, I personally expected to be able, as the blood glucose came down to normal, to look into the patient's eyes with retinopathy and just see the retinopathy dissolve, disappear, as the fire was put out, as it were. But in fact, the reverse happened. In the people who were really tightly controlled, the eyes actually got worse. For a few months, one saw a rapid acceleration of the retinopathy. Fortunately, not to a level where it started to affect vision, but certainly a substantial increase in pace of retinopathy. And it was only because we went on and looked at a number of our patients over the course of a longer period of time, for 2 years, in fact, that we were able to show that after that first flare-up, it would settle down. And after that, the people on tight control got a much, much slower rate of development. But that was very alarming. And in fact, had we not done our first studies, I think DCCT might have come to a sticky end after its first year, because at the end of the first year, what we saw was this worsening of retinopathy, and also the fact that people who were on tight control were getting three times as much hypoglycemia. So what were we doing to these people? And it was only because we could say, yeah, but go on, in a year's time it's going to look quite different. And it did. And at nine years it was stopped a year early, because it was so obvious that the people under tight control were doing better. One was able to sort that extraordinarily unforeseen thing out. Of course, it raised the question of people with type 2 diabetes. This was had now been demonstrated for type 1 diabetes. For type 2 diabetes, the situation was much cloudier, and it, in a way, had been made very difficult by a study which had been done in the 1960s, and which came to publication in the very early 1970s,